to Montour as we get set for the start of the second half. It is Quaker Valley leading the Knock Knights as we go to the second half. Again, Quaker Valley, one of those teams out of Section 2 in 4A, one of the top-ranked teams and a preseason favorite. So the Knock Knights getting a lesson here, but Knock playing better in the second quarter. Let's see what happens here, quarter number three. It'll be Conlon, Fierro, Stowers, Hill, and Johnston for the Quakers. Schreckengast, Sanks, McKee, Scheit, and Frazier for the Knock Knights. Scott Frazier has not come off the floor yet. It's Conlon with a drive into the paint. Shot is up, over the top, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Johnston, and his shot draws a foul. Schreckengast with his third. Now Jared's got to be careful. Can't afford to lose him in this game. And Johnston at the line to shoot two. Johnston scoreless in the game, his first opportunity. And the lefty puts up the first one and misses it off the back. Four of seven from the free throw line for the Quakers in this game thus far. They lead 36-23. Johnston with the second one gets it.
Second is good for Frazier.
And the Knights work it down the floor against the pressure. Frazier in, and Frazier with the travel. Got tied up nicely by Quinn Hill. And another turnover by the Knights. And these guys are faster and quicker than anybody Knock has seen this year. That's a good learning experience for the Knights, especially with you got the Highlands Golden Rams coming up on Tuesday night at Saxonburg. Fierro working in the corner, comes back across the middle. Outside the hill, over to Stowers. Stowers tries to come in on Frazier, shuts him off. Back to Thierro. Thierro goes inside. They're going to get Jake Scheit for a reach as he goes in. And Jake just sort of reached out and grabbed him as he went past. And not a good play by Scheit. Second team foul against the Knights here in the first minute of the second half. Hill looking for the inbound pass. Got to hurry. And got the timeout called before the 5 seconds came off the clock. 37-23. Quakers up over the Knock Knights here. In this one. Again, the Highlands Golden Rams come to town Tuesday night. We'll have all the action for you beginning at 7:15 with a tip-off at 7:30 as Knock tries to defeat the Golden Rams for the second time this season and maintain their perfect record atop the conference at 7-0. Now, the Quakers, they've got themselves in quite a battle for first place in their conference with Newcastle and Ambridge. Those are the top three teams in 4A right now, according to all of the polls, where you have Knock and Uniontown, who are both undefeated in their sections at fourth and fifth, and one has them one way, one has them the other. But Quaker Valley, Newcastle, and Ambridge are the top three teams, and you can see why. Quaker Valley with all the parts. The Knock Knights, unfortunately, rely on that three-pointer too much early on in games, and they need to hit it in order to keep themselves in. So Knights again just 3 of 12 from three-point range in this game.
Quinn Hill inbound for the Quakers.
Hill will inbound right side of the hoop for the Quakers. Their end of the floor, gets the ball quickly into the corner, Thierro. He goes into the middle to Stowers, who jumps up, puts it off the back of the rim, and then tips it back up and in. I think Knock might have actually tipped that one up and in. Comes Frazier, almost had it taken away from behind. Sanks able to gather a loose ball, and then outside it comes to Scheit. Scheit goes in, then back outside. Frazier wide open. Three's going to miss off the back as Knock misses another three-pointer. Baseline runner by Thierro. Misses. Sanks with a rebound. Sanks quickly down the floor to Frazier. Frazier goes in. Left-hander behind is no good, and Conlon comes up with the rebound. And Frazier got into him underneath, and Schreckengast got into him. And for Schreck, that's foul number four. Not good for Knock with Schreckengast. We'll have to come out, and Bajuzik comes onto the floor. So Schreckengast now with four fouls, and that's not good news for Knock, who trails by 16 here. Still looking for their first points of the second half. Bowers off to Adu Thiero. Into the corner for three. Rolls off. Rebound underneath Johnston. Gets it to Stowers, and he has the easy lay-in for two. Knock just with no rebounding ability against Stowers underneath. In the middle to Frazier. Frazier, another roller off the front. No good. Scott's missed two bunnies. It's that kind of game for the Knock Knights. Stowers comes in, shut off by Frazier at the high post, and then comes back outside to Conlin. Conlin sets things up for the Quakers. Hill on the right wing, Stowers in the corner. Works back towards the middle. Here comes Conlin, puts it off his foot out of bounds. Knock needs to take advantage of these kind of turnovers. They trail 41-23. And Frazier off to Scheidt. Scheidt on the right wing. As Knock tries to get something going offensively here, looking for their first points. Up top to Frazier. Frazier with a drive, and Frazier is hit as he heads down the lane. Foul's called against Stowers. That's his second foul. 41-23 Quakers. Knock will inbound the basketball. Oh, no, they're going to put Frazier at the line to shoot two. They said he was shooting. Boy, that foul was way outside. I didn't think that was a shooting foul. Frazier will shoot and makes the first one. Frazier gets one of them. Frazier shooting 75% from the free throw line, misses the second one. Knox free throw percentage has started to fall as well in these last few games. Stowers goes in, and an offensive foul called against him as he put the elbow into Frazier along the baseline, and that's three on Stowers, and he'll come out of the game. And Jackson Zernich comes in. So Knox forces the big guy off the floor with the fouls, but Knock needs to get some points. Outscored here 5-1 in the third quarter. Frazier across the middle. Pulls it back outside. Scheidt for three. And Jake Scheidt with his second three of the game. 41-27. Adu Thiero. There's Conlin goes in. Conlin jumper from the elbow. Doesn't go. Rebound Frazier. Frazier down the floor into the corner. It goes to Bajuzic. Back to Frazier. Frazier to the basket. Lays it up and in. Scott Frazier, 11 in the game for the Knock Knights. And they've cut the lead back down to 12. Adu Thiero into the corner with it. Conlin with it. And Conlin is hit by Frazier as he comes around. And that'll be Scott Frazier's second foul. Fifth team foul against the Knock Knights here in the second half. Or fourth team foul, I'm sorry. Hill inbound it right side of his own hoop. Comes into Thiero in the corner. Thiero working against Scheidt. Goes in down the lane. His shot is up and no good. He's hit as he goes through, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Jake Scheidt is going to be charged. I didn't think Scheidt even touched him. Scheidt's fourth foul. Scheidt is just going, what did I do? I didn't even touch him. And it wasn't Scheidt that hit him, that's for sure. Somebody hit him, but it wasn't Scheidt. 23 at the line to shoot two, and he gets the first one. He has five in the game. So Scheidt with four fouls is going to have to come out. And Ryan Lang comes in, and Jake frustrated. It wasn't him. 42-29, Quakers in the lead. Knox still trying to battle back after a horrible first quarter. And Adu with both free throws. Bajuzic down the floor, off to Lang. Lang drops it for Sanks. Julian back to Bajuzic in the safe spot up high. Bajuzic now with a runner. Bajuzic puts it off the front, no good. Knox missing layups now. Fierro goes underneath, he drops it for Hill. Outside it comes, far side, Johns. Casey Johns with it now. Off to Zernich. Zernich to Johnston. Thiero, Johnston. Johnston spins underneath, comes around Frazier, in and out it goes, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up and in. Christian Johnston stays with it, gets his first field goal of the game. That's 29-45. McKee with a shot, no good. Knock, not getting any rebounds. Back the other way, Johnston. Johnston lays it up and in. And it's 47-29. Quakers on a run here. Knock got within 11, but quickly the Quakers now up by 18. Sanks for three off the back, doesn't go. Julian Sanks still looking for his first points of the game. Outside, Tierra looks off the shot, drops it off for Hill. Zernich. Fierro back to Hill, and they just quick movement. Conlin down the lane. His layup no good, but Juzic got the body into him, and he'll be rung up for that foul. Seventh team foul against the Knock Knights. On the shot. And that will put Conlin at the line to shoot two. He's got nine in the game. And Conlin misses off the back. 47-29. Cole Lassinger into the game for Knock. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Quaker Valley's Danny Conlin at the line. His second shot is up and good. Ryan Lang quickly down the floor for Knock. Gets it to Bajuzic up top. Swings it around to Frazier. Knock not getting any second shots. Here's Sanks in the paint. Called for a travel. Boy, Julian just can't do it. Poor Julian can't get anything going his way tonight. Looked like a pretty good move to me, but I'm going to say Julian took the extra step. Well, the Quakers now looking to go up more than 20. Hill on the right wing, Zernich drops it to Johnston. Johnston low post, back outside to Hill. Up top to Conlin, far side to Arrow. His drive in the foul on the Knights. On his way in. Knock just sort of reaching out and grabbing people as they go by right now. Foul is on Ryan Lang, his first. 48-29. And Thiero at the line to shoot two more. He just hit the last two he made. This to put them in a 20-point lead, and he gets it. As we're in the bonus situation, so it was not a shooting foul. I didn't think it was, but Knock with their 17th foul, and Thiero with the second one. It's up and good. There's Bajuzic across the timeline for Knock. Traps it off to Lang. Lang works inside, goes low post to Lassinger. Back to Lang. Ball comes free on the ground to Sanks. He goes underneath the Cole Lassinger to the basket. He misses a bunny. There's a lid on that basket down there, and the Knock Knights just cannot get it. Here's Conlin in around Bajuzic. Puts it up and gets the bucket. Bajuzic looked like he was taking the charge, but it didn't work out that way. Right now, the Knock Knights just really struggling to get anything going. And an offensive foul against Lassinger. Looked like Cole had pretty good position and the guy ran into him. So the Quakers with the ball back, and the bottom's falling out for the Knock Knights here in the third quarter. Here comes Johns with it. Ball knocked into the backcourt. And I'm going to say it came off a Knock Knight, so the Quakers not called for over and back. Down to a minute 17 to go in the third here, and Quakers going to look to just sort of burn some clock here. Here's Hill down the lane. Casey Johns. Everybody on the board now for the Quakers. Ryan Lang works the ball, and then Lang draws a foul. Sort of a makeup foul there, I think, for that last one. That's only the third team foul against the Quakers here in the second half. Knock inbound in front of their own bench. So when nothing's going your way. Last couple games, the Knights have struggled, and boy, they're all their struggles really coming to light here tonight. Lassinger to Lang on the wing. Lang comes up top to Sanks. Sanks with a drive. Step back shot for two, and Julian misses. Battle for the rebound. And it comes down to the Quakers with 39 seconds to go. Zernich into the corner. Conlon, they'll work for the final shot with 30 seconds to go. And Frazier with a grab and reach around again. His third foul. And that'll put the Quakers at the line to shoot one-on-one. Jackson Zernich, still scoreless in the game, but looking for his first points here off the one-on-one. 54-29. Shot is up and good.
First one is good.
The Knights struggling in this one. Zernich looking for his second shot. And misses off the front. Rebound to Bajuzic, and Lang quickly down the floor. Mock has not had a lot of chance at fast breaks. Bajuzic will take it in deep, kicks it outside to Frazier, and then Frazier heads to the basket and is hit by any number of people. That one's on Kyle Wolf. So with 17 seconds to go, Knock will inbound the basketball to the left side of their own hoop. Cole Lassinger out there is being a wall. You're not going to push Cole around, and Sanks in the corner. Sanks stepped out of bounds. Caught the ball and must have stepped out of bounds. But nothing going right for the Knock Knights here right now. They're just sort of imploding with 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. And as we head back down the floor, Conlon with it, looking for the final shot as we turn down to 10 to go. Conlon working against Frazier. Conlon, foul line jumper, drains it. 1 second to go. Knock throws it the length of the court, and that's the end of the third, and the Knock Knights find themselves down 57-29. At one point in this game, got within 10 again, but could not get over that hump, scoring only 6 points in the third quarter. This is what Knock has done to other teams, not themselves. We'll be back here for the final quarter from Montour High School right after these messages.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
We go to the fourth quarter here from Montour. Scott Briggs with you on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Knock trailing 57-29, a very unfamiliar position for the Knock Knights. They've got the ball there, end of the floor. Brady McKee with it. Crossover to Scheit, far corner, Schreckengoss for three. Schreckengoss with his third three of the game. Knock only 4 for 15. Here's Stowers with a baseline runner. He was out most of that third quarter with 4 fouls and 3 fouls. Just picked up his fourth as Ryan Lang went baseline. Or was there no foul there? I guess not. Knocked out of bounds by the Quakers. Into the backcourt it comes. Frazier swings it around the right side to Scheit. Jake goes in, jumper from the corner, no good. Knock has missed a bunch of shots inside. Far side they go to the Quakers, and a little bit of a hot pass there through the hands of Kyle Wolf. And Knock gets it coming back the other way, 7:18 to go in this one. The Knights will lose their first game in their last 12. And only for the fourth time this season, unless something really big happens. Schreckengoss with the ball outside, looking to drop it in. Outside to Scheit. Scheit goes in, pulls back outside. And a foul called against the Quakers as Scheit goes inside. Casey Johns picks up his second foul. And it's the sixth team foul against the Quakers. Comes with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Quakers up 59-32. Lang for three. And Ryan Lang gets a three. Well, Knights need to start hitting the threes. They're going to need him Tuesday. Put back by Conlin, no good on a layup. Feed it outside. Here's Johns with a shot, no good. Tipped away. Here comes Frazier. Frazier end-to-end, one on two. Frazier down the lane, has it swatted away as Scott Frazier goes to the line and a technical foul call against the Quakers. Somebody retaliated against Brady McKee. Technical foul on Conlin. So Frazier at the line to shoot a couple. And Frazier's been the hottest of the free throw shooters, although he misses the first one. Usually it's Julian Sanks that shoots them. Unless Frazier is shooting a... There was no foul called, I don't think, on the play. It was a technical afterwards, and Frazier gets one of the two on the technical, and Knock will get the basketball. 59-36, the game not really in question at this point. It's just what will the final score be, and can the Knock Knights play a little bit better in this fourth quarter? Frazier, and it comes to Scheit, back to Frazier. Frazier off to Schreckengoss, far corner. McKee looks off the three and back outside to Frazier. Frazier jumper just inside the circles, good for two. Frazier with 14 in the game for the Knock Knights. Fierro with a drive and a foul on his way in. Knock just too many hands on the Ryan Lang. Just too tight, too much body on the ball carrier. So Thierro to the line to shoot two. We're in the double bonus. Adu Thierro with eight in the game for the Quaker Valley Quakers. Misses the first one. His first free throw miss after making four in a row. Remember, the Knock Knights back in action Tuesday night against the Golden Rams of Highlands. And Thierro gets the second one. Will have to play much better in that one. Scheit up top to Frazier. Frazier goes in, back outside. Scheit into the corner, McKee. Up top it comes. Schreckengoss for three, misses air balls. Stowers going into the paint. Dobson underneath. Easy drive by Jonathan Weir for two. 62-38 Quakers. 5:45 to go. Outside another three for Schreckengoss. 62-41. Now Schreckengoss with a couple of threes. That's his fourth one in the game, most for him in a single game, I believe. Stowers, nice spin move in the paint, goes up, lays it in, but he's called for the travel. Oh, it looked too good. That one just looked too good. I don't know if the official's seen anything like that before.
End of the game for the Knights, number 45, Julian Sanks.
So on the travel call, the bucket won't come, but that was beautiful. Stowers with a great move. I didn't think that was a travel at all, but it was just too good. And Scheit across the timeline for the Knights. Out to Schreckengoss, and they're going to guard Jared closely. Schreck goes in, feeds underneath to McKee, and he finds trouble with the handle. Now to Schreckengoss, drives in. Turnaround jumper by Schreck is good for two. And Jared getting hot. Too little, too late. Knights down 19 with 5 minutes to go. Stowers in the paint, puts up a shot, rolls off the front, no good. Rebound to Sanks. And Sanks just double dribbled, got away with one. Here's Scheit into the corner. Lang for three. Ryan Lang hits the three-pointer. So Knox starting to find their range on the three-pointer with 4:35 to go. Vieira with the basketball. Look for the Quakers to sort of slow things down here with 4:25 to play. Force Knock to come out and play the ball. The Knights start to feel their oats a little bit from three-point range. 62-46. Vieira working against Lang. And again, just comes the double team. Now out to Stowers. Quaker Valley content here to burn clock. Stowers drops it to Weir in the right wing, and it comes off his hands. Down on the floor it goes. Zernich back up top. Off the hill. And right now the Quakers just working the ball around here. Stowers goes up, but is going to dunk it, but thought better of it and just dropped it into the hole way up top. Lang outside three-pointer. Good. Ryan Lang, three threes in the quarter, and the lead now 15 with 3:28 to go. Vieira with a drive, gets it outside to Stowers. Stowers down the lane, floater up, no good, gets his own rebound, putback doesn't go, rebound to Sanks. Here's Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss looks off the three. Scheit goes to the basket, and a foul called before Scheit gets in there. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Thiero, his third, and that'll put Scheit at the line to shoot two. Jake with six in the game. Not less than 40% free throw shooter. Mock wants to get back in it. Jake needs to make a couple, and he misses off the bat. Lassinger and Frazier back in. Schreckengoss sits. 64-49 Quakers, 3:09 to go. Knock trying to make a comeback here with 5 3-pointers here in this quarter. And the second miss by Scheit. And the Quakers, Conlin with it. Drops it outside to Thiero. Thiero going in. And he'll go to the line to shoot two as Ryan Lang picks up his third. Thiero back at the line. We see a lot of offensive players with the arms and the pushes and the elbows, and we see that called a lot. We're not seeing it called at all today. Usually you raise that elbow against a defender and you get an offensive foul called, and we've not seen that happen today at either end of the floor. Vieira misses the first one. Second one on its way is good. And we're a question on who the foul was on.
He called it on 33.
Thought he called it on 20. Well, a question on who the foul was. I could have sworn he came over and said the foul was on 20. And now they're going to say 33. So we're having a discussion on who the foul was on. ...65-49 is the score with the Quakers in the lead. And the foul was called on Ryan Lang, but for some reason they got 33 with the foul, but it was Lang that had the foul. So Scheit stays on the floor with four fouls, and Ryan Lang picks up his third. And so Knock will inbound the basketball. Scheit across the timeline for Knock. Comes off to Frazier. 2:52 to go. Knights trying to cut it. And Sanks finally hits a three, but the shot didn't count. Julian got hit before he shot it. And he'll go to the line to shoot two as we're in a double bonus. Julian still looking for his first points of the game. He actually shot a three there and it won't count. It's just been that kind of game for Julian. Knight's second leading scorer, averaging 13 points a game, still looking for his first with 2:47 to play. 65-49, Quakers in the lead. And Sanks, who's a pretty good free throw shooter, nets that one. Julian shoots 2 out of 3, and that's actually below his career average. And gets the second one, so Julian gets both of them and gets on the board. 65-51, 2:44 to go, and Quakers in absolutely no hurry here. The arrow on the wing, not trying to foul. Just not trying to foul the good shooters. They go underneath to Weir. Weir in the paint, comes outside to Stowers. Stowers with a drive shot is over the top, no good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Cole Lassinger picks up his second foul. And Stowers at the line to shoot two. 2:25 to go. So the Knock Knights will see their 11-game winning streak come to a close here at the hands of Quaker Valley, as Stowers misses the first of two. Stowers' second one is on its way, and it's good. Scheit works it down the floor. Jake Scheit down into the paint, goes low, puts up a shot, off the top, no good, and out of bounds off of the Quakers, so Knock will keep it in inbound, right side of the hoop, Lassinger to take it in. Lassinger looks for the inbound pass, out to Bajuzic, far side to Scheit. Scheit back to Bajuzic. Bajuzic left side, Frazier. Frazier out to Sanks. Sanks, three-pointer, off the back, no good. Hey, get this out of your system now, Julian. Fierro with the ball on the left wing, working against Bajuzic, goes into the paint, kicks it back outside, and he's called for a travel. 66-51, just under 2 minutes to go. Schreckengoss back in with four fouls on the offensive side of the ball. Jared with four threes in the game. 16 points in the game for Schreck. And that equals his career high. Sanks around to the right. Off to Schreck. Schreck looks off the shot. Drops it for Bajuzic. Bajuzic across the top. His drive. Bajuzic. Yay! Nice job by Adam Bajuzic to go in underneath and lays it up and in. And a timeout taken by the Knights on a 13-point lead by the Quakers with a minute and a half to go. We're back here to Montour right after these messages.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
66-53, Quakers in the lead. They're in the last minute and a half to go in this one. Knock starting to come alive from three-point range in the second half. Five threes in this fourth quarter, but they were 0 for 5 in the first quarter. When the Quakers jumped out to a 21-8 first quarter lead, Knock battled back, cut that to 13 at halftime. But then the Quakers up 18 at the end of three. And Knox is trying to get it down close to the 10-point margin here. 66-53, Quakers with the ball. They'll take it in underneath the Knock hoop. Knock will go with the full court pressure. I just wonder what would happen if Knock would have made just one or two of those early threes. Zernich with the ball. Down to a minute 20. Quakers now will just work the ball around, is my guess here. They just work it outside the perimeter. Far side it goes to Thiero. He goes in, pulls back outside. Thiero now just dribbling as we turn down to a minute to go. Thiero into the paint and back outside to Zernich. Zernich just dribbling around. Again, Knock trying to get a little bit of pressure on Zernich. No fouling, though. Jake Scheit Zernich kicks it back outside to Conlon. Conlon goes to the foul line, drops it back to Johnston with 38 seconds to go. That's a good practice for the Knock Knights to try to get into that ball, but they're not going to force it. I wouldn't expect to see any fouls here at all as we're down to 25 seconds to go. Zernich with the ball. Across the top, not just trying to force a mistake here. Underneath it goes to Stowers, and he gets the dunk as he's all by himself inside. And Scheit with 12 seconds down the floor for Knock. Outside it comes to Frazier with 8. Frazier, Scheit for 3. Off the side, no good. Rebound with 4 seconds to go, and that'll do it. The Knock Knights fall to defeat to the Quaker Valley Quakers, 68-53 here in the Pittsburgh Basketball Club Classic. We'll be back to recap today's Knock loss right after these messages.